This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Unprecedented situation demand unprecedented action. At a time when COVID-19 has literally brought the country to a standstill, domestic startups are trying their best to innovate and survive the crisis. But the question is, how will they manage to reacquire the lost market share when the consumer pattern and the way business was done is about to change completely? Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Priyanka Sahai, special correspondent, and you are tuned into Setting Sail, our weekly podcast that dives through the changing landscape of the entrepreneurship ecosystem and the challenges with it. Well, I would like to welcome Anant Narayanan, co-founder and chief executive officer of pharmacy startup MedLife, and who's also been chief executive of Flipkart-owned fashion website Myntra with us today. Hi, Anant. Thank you so much for joining in.
Thank you for having me, Priyanka.
All right. So, Anant, let's begin by, you know, asking you what MedLife is treating you as. It has barely been a year since you joined MedLife. You are a co-founder in the company. You also invested in the company. And in this last 1 year, we have seen so many things that have happened. COVID, of course, has disrupted the way a lot of companies did business. But, you know, there are still no clear guidelines for online delivery of medicines in India. Do you see this more as an opportunity than a challenge? And how do you look at the market at this point in time?
Great questions, Priyanka. So let me start off by why I decided to do healthcare and MedLife in particular. I think healthcare is a $100 billion plus market in India. There is very little consumer or technology focus. After having done Myntra Jabong for almost 4 years, it felt like the right next one to actually get into. The reason I decided to partner up at MedLife is my co-founder, Prashant, is a deep pharma and healthcare person. And I bring consumer and tech expertise. And we believe that we could actually do this interestingly together. Right? If you just, you know, you referred to us as an e-pharmacy. I would like to think of ourselves as an e-health player, not an e-pharmacy player. And there is a distinction because we are basically focused on providing a lot of the healthcare needs for consumers, whether it is medicine delivery, diagnostic, consultations, potentially at a later point, insurance and other services, right? So we think of ourselves as an e-health player. The market, Priyanka, is roughly just for pharmacy, 25 plus billion, right? And I think overall it gets to about 40 billion by 2024, right? Across pharmacy, diagnostic and consultation. Very large market. Online penetration today is in the sub 2% range, right? So I think over the next 5 years, there's a massive growth opportunity ahead of us. And this, by the way, was even before Corona, because India, by almost all metrics, GDP, healthcare as a percentage of GDP, number of pharmacies for thousands of people, number of doctors for thousands of people is way under any benchmark that you have globally. The only way to create access and affordability is through technology, right? Which is what we were after. Now, what's interesting is, I think Corona has actually created an acceleration of the digital journey. What I think would take us 4 years will likely now take us 2 years because consumer behavior is changing fundamentally in terms of how this is happening, right? The consumer behavior is, I want to try and buy the product online and I want health to come home to me. And I think that is changing. You referred to regulations, and I'll cover that sort of very briefly. All of the large players like us, there is no question on legality. There was a high court ruling. All of us have licenses. All our transactions are digitally recorded. Every one of our fulfillment centers actually has a licensed pharmacist access a marketplace that delivers the medicine, right? So there's no question on that. We are hoping that actually the regulations and the draft guidelines that many of us have been involved in as a digital healthcare association will come to fruition pretty quickly. We are very excited, by the way, that telemedicine guidelines have already come out during the time of Corona. And there is widespread recognition that technology-led health plays are the ways to create access and affordability. I hope that answers your question.
It very much does. And also, if you could touch a little bit upon how COVID has impacted the business.
So, look, on the impact for us, e-health is one of the few sectors that has tailwinds because of Corona, right? The reason is we're an essential service. We deliver medicines, diagnostic tests, and consultations. our business has seen a 1.5 to 2x increase in demand, right? Once Corona has actually happened. We have worked very hard working with the government, working with many state governments actually, to make sure that our deliveries continue. And I have to say that I think apart from the first few days where we had a set of issues in getting passes and all that, I am very pleased with the level of cooperation on the ground that's happening with either the police or the state governments to ensure delivery of essential services. So our deliveries are also now almost back up to normal. We're doing about 70% of the revenue that we used to do earlier, and I think we'll quickly get back up to 100% in the next 2 months. So it's, but I think the more interesting thing, Priyanka, for me is that consumer behavior around health is fundamentally shifting, right? People say it takes 21 days to create a habit, right? What's been fascinating for me is the number of new customers that have come and tried out MedLife. And I think that's fantastic to see because people who are of a different age, different cohort, who normally would not try online, are now actually giving this a try because convenience and actually having health come home is the primary factor and not subsidies, right, for actually trying out our service, which I think is fantastic. And I think that behavior is here to change, is here to stay, right? If you look at China, for example, which is, let's say, 3-6 months ahead of us in terms of the corona crisis, right, or the COVID crisis, their consumer behaviors have fundamentally shifted and have stayed that way, right? E-commerce is up fundamentally. Medicine delivery is up fundamentally. Online health coming home is up fundamentally. So I believe that this consumer change is here to stay. And what's exciting for us is how do you look at this as an overall healthcare startup as opposed to just medicine delivery? So how do I combine intelligently consultation with diagnostic, with delivery? My consultation numbers are up 6x from the time COVID has started, right? And we're starting to do some interesting cross-sell and how do we serve customers seamlessly across all our three service lines. So I think it's very positive in the sense that I think now finally tech-led health, you know, it's a little bit like demonetization did to digital payments. I think COVID will do to e-health. And I think all of the growth is really ahead of us over the next 5 years.
Having said that, would you agree if I were to say that crisis situations always give fillip to larger companies? And, you know, this is a time when majority of unicorns, so as to say, are found. Case in, you know, example could be Zomato, for that matter, Uber. All these companies were actually found either during the 2008, crisis or even during the internet bust. So would you agree if I were to say that? And during this moment, which sector do you think will give rise to the next unicorn in India?
So my belief is healthcare is clearly one of them, right? The reason is very simple. I think we have had a $7-8 trillion advertisement on health and wellness. All of us have never been more conscious of our health than ever before. And I think with the norms of social distancing, all of that, I think there is a huge opportunity in my mind actually to create a unicorn in healthcare. By the way, I think education is another space. Of course, we already have unicorns there with Byju's and so on. But I think there's opportunity for many, many other startups to actually get to a unicorn stage quick in terms of education. So healthcare and education are two clear spaces. By the way, my belief is mobility, which is the Vogos of the world, etc., will also start to see a massive bounce back because while asset buying in automotive may come down, given the overall economic difficulties we're in, people still need to move around. And I think with the social distancing norms, mobility could be another large area that actually starts to see growth, right? So I think, look, every crisis in my mind is an opportunity that should not be wasted. These are clearly very difficult times, Priyanka, for us as well, right? I think, you know, look, all of us are in the middle of fundraise. We're all not currently profitable businesses. So it's very hard, right? But I would say my big belief is if we can use the crisis well, I think it's an opportunity. And like you rightly pointed out, previous crises have yielded big unicorns. Healthcare, education, mobility, I think are at least three spaces that I think will grow massively after this.
Absolutely. And by when and how should the market correct itself, if I were to ask you? And you've also invested across multiple startups in your individual capacity. So if I would ask you, what is your suggestion for investors who are looking at the India market at this point in time?
Yeah. So, Priyanka, you know, my sense is, I think predicting the timing of recovery is something that I think is very hard to do. And I don't know whether it's going to take 6 months, 12 months, 18 months for the recovery to happen. It is going to be in some form, whether it's a U, whether it is an extended U, all of that is hard to predict, right? However, I will tell you a few things. One, I am fundamentally of the belief that the next 5 to 10 years, Indian startups, given the demographics, given the spend, given all of the rest, the internet penetration, I think is very rosy and positive, right? We are one of the few markets that are growing well. I think the Jio deal, by the way, is a boost, right, in terms of global markets valuing Indians, right, and Indian startups. So I would say I'm positive. I'm cautiously positive. I think if I was an investor, this is a great time to invest because you find deals. You have the ability to actually invest at a great valuation. And therefore, by the way, if you take a 5-year view or a 10-year view, you will come out much stronger, right? Now, that said, I think most global investors and Indian investors are quite cautious, and rightfully so. So I think we'll have to wait for the noise to settle down, Priyanka, over the next 3-6 months before we can predict exactly how much the bounce back is going to be. But I'm confident that there will be a bounce back.
So the next 3 to 6 months will be very crucial for the startup ecosystem. And having said that, what would be your suggestion to the startups on how to weather the storm?
So I think this is a very, very difficult time. So the first advice I would have is conserve cash. Make sure you have a 12-month runway. And I think that's critical, I think, to survive a crisis like this. That's probably number one. Number two is, depending on the sector that you're in, you might have to pivot, right? I think if you're in essential services, great. But if you are, for example, in a service that is in luxury goods, right, you are unsure about your demand, right? So you will have to think about pivoting your business model to take advantage of the current context, right, depending on which stage you are in. Third advice I would have for people is, I think this is probably the best time to sort of think about talent and people. I know there are many startups letting go of people, but as you think about shoring up your team, this may also be a great opportunity to find the 1 or 2 or 3 rock stars that you always wanted to, because there is availability of talent in plenty, right? So the first advice is save cash, create a 12-month runway. Second, feel free to pivot on the business, especially if you know that the demand is not going to come back in 6 to 12 months or it's uncertain. And third, look for the best talent and people. Because this is a great opportunity to look for the few that you want to add to your team.
Right. And for how long do you think social distancing will be required in a country like India, especially even after the lockdown is lifted? And alongside, how do you think that the technology firm, that the tech firm, that the startups that we talk about can help contain the spread of the virus?
Yeah. So I'll cover that as two separate questions. So first is, look, till you basically are able to find a vaccine, right? Corona is not going to go away, right? COVID-19 is not going to go away. So in my mind, social distancing norms need to become more habit than anything else, right? Mm-hmm. So I, for example, fundamentally think how we work will change. You know, over the last sort of 8 weeks, I would say, right? We have basically worked almost completely from home, except for our distribution centers, right? In our call center. And it's actually been quite effective. So a lot of us will ask the question, why do we need to go back to the way we were working before? Because it is more productive. It is actually so some part of the population will continue to always work from home. I think social distancing will remain a norm till we find a vaccine, Priyanka. So it could be for the next 12 to 18 months. Forget the lockdown, right? So I think this is here for us to stay because the behavior has to change, right? In a very crowded, difficult country like India, where social distancing, unlike the West, is very hard. I think the only real way to get through also is, by the way, at some level, for some percentage of the population to get corona and to sort of go through it, right? Because at least for the younger people, the risk levels and the fatality levels are much lower, right? So this is a difficult question to answer. But I would say social distancing is here to stay at least for, in my mind, 12 to 18 months, right, till you find the vaccine. The second part of the question is technology. I think technology is the only real sort of solve to many of these problems, right? So if you think about, you know, the Bharat Health Stack that is being thought through, right, by many, many people, all of us are parts of that group. If you think about, you know, Project Step One, If you think about the Arogya Setu app itself, I think there are many things that I think technology can do, everything from contact tracing to actually data and analytics for prediction based on consumption of medicines to consumption of tests to whatever else. I think there are many things, and I think continuing to use e-health, which is what I do anyway, right, as a way to continue to deliver essential services and yet maintain social distancing. I think all of these will only help, right? And I think, by the way, more and more products and services will come to your home as opposed to you going out, right? I can't imagine, by the way, being a large events company in this space for the next 12 months. I think all of the events will go virtual, right? So I think some fundamental shifts will happen. And I think technology, I mean, you know, just look at what we're doing now, right? I think Skype calls and Zoom calls have become the norm of how we conduct business. If you asked us 10 weeks ago whether this was how we would work, you would never think that, right? We do complete product working sessions using Zoom. So I think there's also, by the way, a great opportunity in collaboration and virtual collaboration tools as well from a technology standpoint that can actually really help improve productivity over the next 12, 18 months. So, I mean, just to summarize, one, social norms will continue. I think social distancing will continue till we find a vaccine. Hopefully it's soon, but I would expect it to be 12 months minimum. Second, I think without technology, you can't solve the problem. I think many parts of it, everything from allowing social distancing while getting products into you, into your home, all the way to using technology to detect patterns and analytics to detect patterns and sort of find hotspots before they happen, all can be helped through technology.
All right. So technology is definitely going to play a big, big role in taking care of this entire situation and, of course, containing spread of the virus per se. So on that note, Anant, I would like to thank you for being there with us today.
Thanks so much, Priyanka.
So that's all that you have for this episode of Setting Sail. Meanwhile, if you have any comments or queries, you can write down to us. Our email is mcpodcast@nw18.com. You can also follow us on Twitter with our user IDs moneycontrol.com and @PriyankaSahai. Till then, for more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.